This is the EMG Podcast.
Am I supposed to talk now? Is that what's happening?
I can talk. Hi. We're such pros now, we don't even use headphones anymore, so I have no idea where the music was. But thank you for coming back for another episode of the EMG Podcast. This one is specifically for clients that have just met with us post-consultation, right?
Yes. This is after you probably have spoken with one of us or other event designers here at the company. And we're coming out with this episode specifically about like what happens next, right? And we went through a whole bunch of things that it's very individualized for each one of you because each event is different. And you know, we talked about a whole bunch of things, right? The caliber of Elegant Music Group's performers, talk about the planning process, but we're going to go through and kind of recap some certain things here. But the most important thing that we want to do for you is just help you kind of be able to handle what next steps will look like if you didn't already take a contract, or maybe if you did.
Yeah, it's a lot of information in a 45-minute consultation, and we get a lot of questions afterwards. You know, people say, wait, what did you say about that? So This episode is meant to kind of recap that more narratively than we can in an email. So Let's start by recapping what we did on the call. First, we did a lot of listening, right? So we asked a lot of questions of you about your likes, your dislikes, your vision for the day. I think that's a really important point to drive home is that everything that we do at every step is based on your vision, right? Mm-hmm. The word with EMG is all about customization. So that was sort of step one of the call.
And that feedback influences how we handle the third part of our call, which is when we make those recommendations.
Exactly. And so we're asking the most important information to you so that we can tailor our recommendation. But before we get to that point, we make a pit stop talking all about what happens between whenever your consult was and when your wedding takes place, because that in-between time, that's the secret sauce, right?
Yes.
That's the planning process. And in our planning process, very, very thorough. But again, it's all geared toward detailing and customizing to what your vision is.
Yeah.
So we talked about our unique planning app that we use and get into your hands right away. We talked about the timeline in terms of our meeting schedule. We also talked about the very unique feature of our event concierge team, right? So really making sure that you have the tools and resources to not only feel well-supported, highly collaborative with us, but also to make sure that you understand we've got the details on lockdown.
Two other things that we talk about too, I at least talk about this in my consultations, is that the resources that we give on top of the concierge, right? The Facebook community and also what we host here at our
EMG Night Outs. And don't forget our network of vendors as well,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff was covered there in that second part. Third part of the call is really specific to each individual client.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's where we take what you told us in part one of the call about your vision and your likes and dislikes, and then we tailor recommendations to kind of build out what that entertainment experience is going to be like on the day of.
Yeah.
And all of the resources that we shared with you in our consultation, they are all available on our website. In fact, if you met with us on Zoom, we literally were just sharing our website with you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need a refresh of any of that, it's all very easily accessible to you. And then part four, we just kind of wrap and talk about next steps. If you ended by saying, yes, please send me a contract, remember you are now within that 3-day grace period hold for the services. If you have not done that because maybe you need a little bit more time or you have to talk with your fiance or family, the next step would be to ask us to generate a contract, which kicks off that 72-hour hold. So that's what we did on the call.
Yeah, right? That's really what it is. And we really have to, you know, as consumers, we always ask ourselves, well, why should we go with this company, right? So why EMG? Well, we always cover two kind of big umbrella premises. It's all about great talent, world-class talent, paired with an exceptional customer experience, right? You know, when it comes with our talent, we always say we have the best wedding professionals, right? Or the best event professionals. And that's really, really important. You're not just getting some random person who may do a party here or there. You really have people that have been trained by us under the Elegant Music Group umbrella. And again, we are the only company in this country that really offers all aspects of entertainment in-house. We have over 20 DJs. We have over 6 bands. We have 250 live musicians. We have a full production suite of capabilities. We really excel in all 4 phases of event design. And I think that's really, really important. But it's not as important, or it needs to be coupled with an exceptional experience of how you are kind of going through the process with us. Because I always say to my clients, you know, we always kind of just focus on the day of the event, but it's how we get there, right? If I'm telling you right now, hey, you're going to have the best people, but you're not going to talk to us at all, or I'm not going to have any confidence in that person until then, it doesn't really matter what happens the day of the event. It's all about building equity, right?
It's hard for us in a 45-minute consultation to explain all of the what else that EMG does, right? And so one broad stroke here is that what you think you're booking is music or entertainment or services on your day of, and what you really are booking is peace of mind, mm-hmm. right? And so even something that we pride ourselves on, like response time, whether right now in the consultation process or once you become a client leading up to your wedding day, is wedding planning can be stressful, right? And so even if you are working on something 6 months out from your wedding and you need an answer from us, you're going to have an answer, if not same day, definitely within 24 hours.
Yeah.
That is peace of mind, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we talk about. And right. So we hope that we get a chance, or at least that the consultation was representative of that.
So I'll give you a little anecdotal story. And Mike and I were actually both involved with this. A client had come to me for a very short date. They were booking us in March for an event that was happening in September, right? A short date for us is anything less than 5 months, 6 months, right? And their wedding was pretty extensive. And it was at one of our favorite places. It was at Park Chateau. And she had sent me a video in our consultation from TikTok, seeing violinists play in the room as guests were walking in on these beautiful platforms and stuff. And I had looked at it and knew that of the capability of our tech team and our production team to build these platforms, but also having the roster of phenomenal musicians, particularly these violin players, to play along with DJ music, even though they had a full dance band, and kind of customize and building that in the consultation in real time because of the experience that we had. Now, fast forward a few months, Mike then took over the planning experience for this particular client and helped kind of bring that to life. And so I would just talk about real quick about like how that kind of got brought into fruition and how you helped the client understand how that was going to work.
Yeah, it wasn't like, it's all services that we kind of offered, right? Yeah. So like we have violinists, we have bands,
we have staging,
yeah. We have production, but it was a very specific vision, right? It wasn't like we were reinventing the wheel, but it was not a service that was like repeatable that we had ready to go. And so when you did the pass off and gave it to me, it was like working with that client to specifically deliver on this vision. And what it required was a lot of things. We had to build custom stage platforming that could be put around the room. We had to really get into like the costuming of what the players were going to be wearing, the musical arrangement, right? Mm-hmm. When you have one violin, cool. When you have six, that music needs to be specifically written and arranged. It had to be coordinated with the band. So there were a lot of moving parts, and we were in real time creating a customized service around services that we already gave out. This is not meant to be very pat on the back, but it is used as an example of the level of customization that we go through with our clients to make sure that the vision can come to life.
So if you're thinking that you're being too kind of type A, you're not.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
we pretty much can handle it. So,
you know, as you reflect on this, as we kind of bring this baby in for a landing, what I would say is that, and I say this kind of tongue in cheek to some clients that ask, but I actually really mean it, is that the consultation that you just had with us should be the most difficult part of your relationship with us. And hopefully you didn't find it difficult at all. That's kind mm-hmm. of the point.
Yeah.
It is truly all downhill from here once you're into the process and the infrastructure that EMG offers. And so when you are sitting there kind of reflecting on, you know, the consultation or the decision that you have to make in front of you, I would just say, was that consultation reflective of the type of ongoing relationship that you want to have with your, not only your entertainment vendor, but just any vendor in general? Do you appreciate the level of structure and process? You know, and is that something that you want to bring to your day? Because that's really kind of the point. EMG at its core, yes, you would on the surface, you think you're booking music or services, we provide that. But we are an experiential company, right? And it's what type of experience do you want to go through? Not only great entertainment, but peace of mind and collaboration and personalization and so on and so forth. And that is really what I would be reflecting on as you think about that.
Yeah, it's really about, you know, DJing or playing music is, it's creating unforgettable moments.
Right.
Right. That's really what we're in it for. And, you know, to be in conclusion for this, it's why should you invest with somebody like us? We provide excellent, excellent customer service paired with world-class talent. Those are the two most important things. And how we do those things underneath the hood is a great example of how thorough your playing experience needs to be, right? It doesn't matter if it says something as simple as just having a DJ or doing something with six violins on top of a full dance band with a DJ at the end of the day, right? And so, you know, take this time, reflect, think, but don't take too long, right? Because things do, you know, quickly book up here. And so just to kind of bring this in, don't forget to follow us on social media, at Elegant Music Group. We're on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And then most importantly, the EMG podcast, whether this is on YouTube or on Spotify or wherever you get your Apple podcasts, and peruse the website, right? So like Mike said before, everything that we show you or that you've seen from the consultation is already on the website in public. We're not one of those companies that withhold all of these cool videos. We really try to give as much content as possible out there. Because the most important thing is the moment, right?
Yep.
So take this, and hopefully we'll be celebrating with you soon. And thanks for stopping by.
Take care. Good luck. Bye.
You can find us at elegantmusicgroup.com or on Instagram at elegantmusicgroup.